I wonder if Proven Winners have any sugar magnolias that I can plant.
If only there was someone we could ask.
It's funny you mention that. Horticulturist for Proven Winners, Color Choice Shrubs. Her name is Stacy Hervella. And Stacy, how are you today?
I'm doing great, but I hate to be the bearer of bad news, and no magnolias, much less sugar magnolias.
You're crushing Wendy. You're crushing her.
Sorry, Wendy.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I love a good magnolia tree, but boy, they are messy.
Yeah, and now's a good time to definitely bring up that little liability because those petals are falling everywhere. Some people compare them to banana peels, especially after a rain. But, you know, they're so early and so easy to care for and so magnificent that I think, especially if you're a gardener, you're willing to forgive them that little liability.
I received my Invincible hydrangeas yesterday, and I will be planting them in the garden. They're beautiful. They're so healthy and wonderful. It came with a catalog. You can get Proven Winners at your better garden centers, and you can go to provenwinners.com to find out where your closest location is. We are giving away a prize package. You can register at WGNradio.com, and that will be that Invincible hydrangea package, correct?
That's right. It'll be Invincible Wee White, which is a dwarf Annabelle-type hydrangea, but with strong stems, and it's reblooming. Invincible Limetta, which is a green version, and then Invincible Mini Mauvette, which is a purple kind of flowered version. And I tell you, these are hot, hot plants. They are in demand, and you can probably find them at your local garden center, but, you know, people are starting to hear about them, and they really are, you know, truly innovative and beautiful plants. So they are going to go fast. So this is a good opportunity.
And those are going in my back wildflower garden. And then on the side of the house is Full Sun, and I'm really loving the butterfly bush. What can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked because I did want to, you know, I get questions from gardeners all over the country. And, you know, right now I'm hearing from a lot of gardeners in the Midwest, and I'm in Michigan, so I totally hear you, about their butterfly bush. And they're saying, do I cut it back now? What do I do? And so I want to, first of all, say, if you have a butterfly bush already in your garden and you're wondering what you should do, do not cut it back until it starts to show signs of new growth. So I know you're looking at a pile of sticks and you're thinking, oh my gosh, everything else in my yard is leafing out and looking fantastic. What is wrong with my butterfly bush? Did it die? And the answer is most likely probably not. They are naturally quite late to emerge in spring. And if you cut them back too soon thinking like, oh, this is just a pile of sticks and it's not coming back, you could actually be removing wood where the plant is going to come back. And, you know, even though it's getting late in the season, when a butterfly bush starts coming back, even this late, it just comes roaring back. And, you know, you should have fabulous flowers in like within a month.
Are they fragrant or am I imagining things?
You are definitely not imagining things. Butterfly bushes are very fragrant, and that's one of the reasons that butterflies and hummingbirds are so attracted to them. They're very, very high in nectar, and that's what you smell, that sweet, delicious honey smell. And they're super colorful. And, you know, obviously they attract butterflies, and that's a great reason. And anyone who's ever grown a butterfly bush knows that they are just an absolute magnet in the garden. They bloom pretty much nonstop all summer. So in terms of like picking a plant that's never really going to be out of flower from basically June through pretty much October, you really can't beat a butterfly bush.
And various colors as well, correct?
Oh my gosh, there's so many colors. You know, we have selected a lot for colors. My favorite and one of our best sellers is one called Miss Molly. And that is almost a red. It's such a deep, dark pink that it's nearly red. There's really nothing like it, and it is absolutely fabulous. And it's got a nice size, too. So some of the old-fashioned butterfly bushes are really, really tall. I like to call them second-story plants because if you don't prune them properly, they're going to be blooming 10 feet up in the air, and you can only enjoy them on your second story if you have one. Whereas the plants like Miss Molly, Miss Ruby, those are going to be about 4 to 5 feet. So that really puts the flowers right at your eye level where you can actually enjoy them.
You can go to provenwinners.com and look around. They also have a catalog that you can get, which gives you some great ideas, beautiful color schemes. And that's what you should do, is basically pick the colors that you enjoy. There's no rhyme or reason. It's your canvas to paint with, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad you said that because so many people are so afraid to make a decision. Oh, my gosh, what if I make the wrong decision? And, you know, it's like you know what colors you like to wear for clothes. You know what colors you like to have in your house. It's the same kind of thing. Fall in love with a plant and just go ahead and plant it. You know, we do our best to give everybody the information that they need to pick the right plants, and that's another great reason to shop at your local garden center, because you know that anything you fall in love with is going to be hand-picked to thrive in your area. So, you know, you'll know that it will do well and that you'll be able to continue to enjoy those blooms year after year.
My mom used to plant geraniums on the side of the house, and every year it was a red geranium, and then next would be a white petunia, then a red geranium, a white petunia. It would be like
very
a
uniform.
But that's how things used to be, and now that looks
terrible.
Goes
now, Wendy.
Right. Yeah. You know, that's definitely an old-fashioned approach. And I would say that, you know, with Pinterest and certainly with a Proven Winners website and Facebook and everything, gardening pages like our Proven Winners Color Choice Facebook page, you know, we try to post a lot of information. Gardening has come a long way since our mothers, you know, were planting those red geraniums. And my mom did the same thing. So I totally hear you on that. But, you know, people really need to, I think, start looking at gardening as a way to have fun and express yourself in the same way that, you know, going clothes shopping is.
It really is like that. I don't have a green thumb for plants in the house because I forget to water them. So I have a lot of silk plants in the house. But outside...
If you water those, Wendy, you shouldn't.
No. I don't.
Not waste
Although,
your water on the silk
I
plants.
Actually have to bring them out in the yard and hose them down because they
Do
get
you?
Very dusty.
Oh, all right.
And that's a great way to clean them. But outside, it's I'm not that afraid to try because if something doesn't look good somewhere, I kind of move it around. Is that a good thing to do?
Yeah, you know, I think we like to say that nothing's really, you know, aside from like a big old oak tree or something like that, very little in the garden is set in stone. You know, I'm a professional horticulturist. I've been doing this for like 20 years, and I have to say, first of all, I also do not grow a lot of houseplants because I don't have great light, and I also forget to water them, but I don't think it reflects badly on my ability to grow plants. But yeah, when it comes to the garden, you know, I'm constantly experimenting. I'm always like, oh, you know what? I'll bet that plant would look better next to that thing over there. And I'll just pop it out and move it. And, you know, people are so afraid, I think, of you know, making those kinds of decisions, or they think they don't have the authority or the knowledge. And that's really not the case at all. It's much simpler, I think, than people make it out to be.
It really is. Stacy Hervella is her name. If you have a question about gardening, she'd be the one to ask. 312-981-7200. Stacy has been a horticulturist with Proven Winners for quite some time. We're talking about a butterfly bush. If you have questions, I'd like you also to register to win a hydrangea, Invincible Hydrangea package from Proven Winners. You can go to WGNradio.com. We have Stacy Hervella on the air with us. She is a horticulturist for Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. You can go to provenwinners.com, also on Twitter at @proven_winners. And someone just hung up. I was looking at what it said. Someone had a question, Stacy, about a river birch that they were planting. I can just say my neighbors just planted a new one because one of theirs died. Is there any special thing that a river birch needs? Because, boy, they're cool and tall and beautiful.
They are beautiful. And, you know, one of the reasons they've become really popular is because the old white birch that, you know, everyone loves, they're beautiful, they really don't love, like, an urban environment. They don't like air pollution. They don't like hot temperatures. So the river birch was kind of introduced as a way to get some of that similar look in a much easier going plant. They actually will grow in wet soil. So if you have a really difficult, you know, place where you know, you can't get anything else to grow, a river birch is a great idea. But I would only say, you know, if you're looking for one and you go to the garden center, make sure you're picking out a plant that you like, because sometimes you'll find a single-stemmed one, sometimes you'll find a multi-stemmed one, and whatever you buy, that's what you get. That's not going to change. But yeah, they are great plants and very versatile and really, really lovely.
Stacey, I have a question for you. I don't notice a lot about flowers, but I did notice this. One of my neighbors has a tree that through most of the year looks just like a regular tree, but every year in May and into June, you get these bluish purple flowers all over the tree. What is that?
Bluish purple flowers?
Wow.
Are you talking about a lilac or?
No, I think they're... I'm not positive, but they're too small to be lilacs. They're like...
They're like an individual flower?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What would that be?
Well, it's I'm sorry, Bill, but it's a little hard to tell from your description. I'll tell you.
No, that's
what.
All right.
If you tweet me a photo, I'll definitely get.
I can do that.
On it. Yeah, for sure. I can.
All right.
You know, email me a photo. We can.
I'm not on Twitter. Do you take MySpace? Can I MySpace you a picture?
you know, you mentioned the river birch. I purchased a tree at Garden Center 2 years ago, but it was in the fall, so all the foliage had already fallen off. And of course, mm-hmm. they guarantee it if they plant it. But what I looked for was a perfect shape, and that's right. what you're looking for when you have. It's a fringe tree, and it made it through the winter. And it's a very. I wish it would grow a little quicker, but it looks like these white little bottle brushes are on it. It's the coolest thing ever. So,
and the fragrance on those is amazing.
Yes.
It is one of my absolute favorite fragrant plants. They are fantastic.
The fringe tree. Keep that in mind. Someone says, I have a hydrangea that I planted, and it is on the southwest corner of our garage. It has never bloomed. What do I do?
Oh, right. Okay, so it sounds like that's a big leaf hydrangea, and the big leaf hydrangeas, remember, have their flowers on them all through winter. So that means they can't be cut back in fall, winter, or spring. That also means that they can be, you know, subjected to damage through winter, whether it's really cold winter or spring frost. Now, so far, we haven't had any spring frost to take out the flowers. But so, you know, basically what's happening is that those buds are somehow either being removed or killed by the weather. And usually what that indicates to me is that that's not a great spot for that hydrangea. Now is a fantastic time to move it, maybe someplace that's a little bit more protected, and hopefully you should start seeing flowers. You know, we talk about hydrangeas all the time. It's kind of our specialty, and there's a lot to talk about. You know, I mean, I could fill you guys an entire hour talking about hydrangeas. So since we can't do that, I would just say go to the Proven Winners website, provenwinners.com, and search hydrangeas demystified, and that's an information sheet we put together to just kind of spell out some of these hydrangea basics so that you can be successful with
so
them.
So can I ask one?
Steve has a question.
Steve Bertrand,
Stacey.
In our newsroom.
I have a couple of unruly hydrangeas that we want to divide up and move. Are you saying this is a good time to try to do that?
It is a good time to move just about anything, including hydrangeas. Now, as far as dividing goes, that's going to depend on the type of hydrangea. You know, typically shrubs, woody plants like a hydrangea, don't do well being divided. But there are some exceptions. So like the Annabelle-type hydrangea, that one can be divided. But, you know, usually the big leaf hydrangeas with a big, you know, pink, purple, or blue flowers, those don't do so well. But, you know, certainly if you know, they're too big to move, you can try it. You'll get one portion at least that should survive.
All right, someone wants to jump in. Not to step on your toes, Stacey, but Carl from Jefferson Park said, hey, Bill, perhaps that neighbor's tree you're referencing is a redbud tree on the purplish side or a blue Chinese wisteria on the blue side. Could that be?
I have pondered both of those, Wendy, and he may be onto something. There's a chance of either or both of those being true. I don't know what kind of tree it is. I just know that I see it every year in May or June, and there's all these bluish purple flowers. It's stunning.
Is it like a gangly, like crooked branch?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
So that could be a red bud. Then.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, so the red buds are here in Michigan are blooming like crazy right now. They're definitely more on the purple side. And the thing about the red buds is they don't really have leaves on them when they bloom. So you just get that really strong color display because there's no green, you know, up, you know, in between the flowers.
Oh.
Wisterias bloom for about a week if you're lucky. You know, they're fabulous, but they are very quick to bloom. So if you're seeing the flowers over a long period of time.
Yeah.
I doubt it would be a wisteria.
All right. I will take some pictures. I'll get you some pictures.
Okay, yeah, please do, right. And I'll definitely get you an answer.
All right.
And very quickly, a selfish question. I have beautiful Annabelle hydrangeas in the front of my house, and I have been a very bad girl because I leave the dead flowers in the winter, and I have not cut them off yet, and it has bloomed. I haven't ruined them, right? I can get in there and just deadhead them.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yep. Now's a great time to just go ahead. You know, any flowers that are clinging to it, just snip them right off. No big deal.
Perfect. It's a pleasure to talk to you. She's Stacey Hervella. Really, if you want some information, if you're into gardening like so many people are, you can just go to provenwinners.com, and they have so many articles. She mentioned the hydrangeas demystified, if there are any questions you may have. And also, please go to WGNradio.com. You can register to win the 3-pack of Invincible hydrangeas. Again, those colors, Stacey?
White, green, and what we're calling mauvette, which is kind of a purpley pink. It's pretty fabulous.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Yep, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Happy growing.
Happy growing.
I don't know if you say
what you said. Happy growing. A quick break, some news, and then American English will be joining us. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy and WGN.